小孩子开始也在一起。
When they have worship, they start with all the children together.
好像我们唱诗的 inspiration， 我们唱诗的时候，开始唱诗的时候，我们也让儿童能够跟我们在一起。
Like when we are doing inspiration, we let all the kids stay with us.
我们的目的，开始的目的就是让小孩子跟我们能够在一起赞美神。
The purpose is so that the little children can praise God with us.
但是我们慢慢就忘记了我们的目的。
But gradually, we lost sight of our purpose.
我想在这里领诗，一首诗歌太深了个，小孩子可能没有办法唱。
Sometimes the song may be too sophisticated for them.
所以我们就失掉了这个意思。
Then we lost that.
在哪一个教会的里面，他们小孩子一起来听牧师讲道。
In that church, all the kids stay with them for the sermon.
你怎么样？我们牧师讲的道，他怎么听得懂呢？
How can they understand the message?
所以他们开始的时候，儿童给大人在一起也敬拜神。
So they start sitting together with the adults.
他们唱完诗、祷告、读经了以后，这个传道人就特别跟这小孩子讲五分钟到十分钟，很浅、很小孩子能够听得懂的话语。
And then after they pray and sing song, the pastor will share with them for 5 minutes, very, very simple message that children can understand.
我年轻的时候常常是给小孩子讲道。
When I'm young, I usually speak to little children.
现在年纪大了，就失去了这一个恩赐。
Now I'm old, I've lost that gift.
但是有一件事情，我们在唱诗的时候，我们也希望能够让小孩子也能够给我们一起的赞美我们的神。
One thing we at least we want the children to sing with us to praise God with us.
这是我附带今天给弟兄姊妹有一点的分享。
I would like to share that with you.
我们感谢神站在台上的 Tom 给 Joy.
We thank God for Tom and Joy.
他们神给他们这两个小孩子，你们看是非常可爱的。
God gave them two lovely kids.
我想不但我们觉得可爱，耶稣觉得他们更可爱。
Not only we feel them they are lovely, but Jesus he feels even more so.
我记得我孩童的时候常常唱一首诗歌说主爱小孩子。
I remember when I was young, I usually sing a song, Lord loves little children.
所以这些孩童们正是主耶稣心中的宝贝。
These little children are the precious in Jesus' heart.
所以他们把小孩子带来，为的要我们为他们祷告。
They bring children to us to the Lord for us to pray for them.
但愿他们能够在耶稣的怀抱的里面。
May they in the bosom of Jesus.
我们为他祷告，但愿我们在天上的主耶稣坐在。父神右边的主耶稣，他也是要为他们祷告。
As we pray for them, the Lord who is seated in heaven will also pray for them.
我想他们是愿意把小孩子现在献给主。
They are willing to dedicate their children to the Lord.
他们也愿意我们为小孩子祝福。
And they would like us to bless the little children.
但是有一件事情，你们有一个责任。
But there is one responsibility that you have.
这一个责任就是刚刚我们读到箴言二十二章第六节。
That is what we just read, Proverbs chapter 22.
我们要把小孩子带到当行的路上。
We need to bring the child to the way he should walk.
这是一个做父母的责任。
This is the responsibility of a parent.
这也是做父母的福分。
It is also the blessing of the
parents. 我相信有时候我们觉得小孩子不必带到教会。
Sometimes we may feel children we don't have to bring them to church.
其实神的恩典从婴儿时的开始神就祝福他们。
God actually blesses the person starting from the childhood.
我们若是一次没有把小孩子带到主的面前，一次的失去了主耶稣的祝福。
If we miss even once to bring children to the Lord,
我们若是疏忽了把主耶稣告诉小孩子，就失去了神耶稣给我们的丰富的恩典。
And if we neglect to tell the children about Jesus, we lose the abundant blessing of the Lord.
我小的时候是得着了这样的教养。
When I was young, I was trained that way.
我一直的现在还是记住我妈妈、爸爸常常教我说，主的小孩，大家都来赞美。
Even now, I still remember my parents taught me when I was young. The little children of the Lord come to praise the Lord.
赞美主，主是爱。
Praise the Lord, Lord God is love.
主的小孩，大家都来感谢。
God's children all come to thank Him.
感谢主，主是爱。
Thank Him, God is love.
主的小孩，大家都来奉献。
God's children all come to dedicate.
奉献主，主是爱。
Dedicate to Him, God is love.
我不知道我的儿女们记不记得。
I don't know if my children remember.
他们小的时候，我们常常的抱他。
When they are young, we often hold them.
第一首的诗歌，我们就是教他们能够唱，主的小孩，大家都来赞美。
The very first song we taught them was the little children of God come to praise.
赞美主，主是爱。
Praise God, God is love.
我对我的孙儿孙们也是这样的教他们。
To my grandchildren, I taught them likewise.
你们若是有机会，小的时候就把小孩子带我旁边，我去做 babysitter。
If your children are young and bring to me, I babysit them.
我也是要把这一首的诗歌先教给他们。
I will first teach that song as well.
所以 Boaz 给以琳他们都会唱这一首诗歌。
The Boaz and Elin, they both know how to sing the song.
不要疏忽了小的时候我们很简单的教他们的诗歌和他们的话语。
Even when they are very young, don't neglect to teach them.God's word.
他们到老也不会偏离。
They won't depart even when they are old.
好，我们现在就为他们祷告。
Let's pray for them.
我请我们当中有两三位为他们祷告。
Maybe two or three among us can pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for the blessing that you give us. The greatest gift is that you give your only son to us. And in our life, the greatest gift that you give us are the little children, the precious life that you have given to us. Lord, we thank you. We see Paula and Zhongmei. We thank you for this family, and we thank you for the young children. They are precious. As your word tells us,You told us not to send them away, but to bring them to you, to pray for them, that you can give your blessing to them. Lord, we pray for the parents, that you will give them the wisdom and strength to daily to endure, to be loving, and to have wisdom to bring God's word to these little hearts, to plant the seed of eternal life into these little hearts.Lord, to really train them up when they are young, that they will not depart even when they are old. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the children, that they can walk your way, that they can be trained in a godly family, in a family where Jesus is honored. Jesus is honored as the Lord and Savior. Lord, bring them when they are very young, enlighten them so that they can know the Lord Jesus Christ as their parents do.Lord, we thank you that the family of God can pray together for them.
Hallelujah.
And may your blessing be upon them through the Holy Spirit and through the brothers and sisters in the church that we can be your witness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this very opportunity to pray for our dear brother, that through your wonderful salvation, for you to take our dear brother to get saved in the name of Jesus. But through the Heavenly Father,
may
the Father be able to know more about the Heavenly Father. Through the Mother, join be able to know Jesus is the Lord. And with this family, may them to grow with the Father to teach.
Amen. 亲爱的主，我们真是要感谢你，把这样的一个属灵的家赏给我们，好让我们在家中享受你给一切的爱，给我们一切的丰富，给我们的温暖。主啊，我们也是感谢你，把这许多的年长的赐给我们，你也把这许多年轻的赐给我们，你也是把这许多的孩童赐给我们，更是我们感谢你把这许多的婴孩赐给我们。说我们为着了Tom 给 Joyce， 我们感谢你，说你拣选他们真正能够认识你，好让他们成了你的儿女。所以我们也是感谢你，你听他们的祷告，赐给他们这两个可爱的小孩子。为这个钟美英，我们感谢你，主啊，求主在这年幼的时候，好让他们能够听到主的话语，好让他们在年幼的时候就充满了那一个你的爱，在年幼的时候他们就能够开口赞美感谢你，求主祝福他。我们也特别为着他托老感谢你，甚至这一个小孩子是一个可爱的，他现在也是站在一个地方赞美你，歌颂你，说他真是你赐给他们这样的丰富的恩典，求主祝福他们，祝福他，好让他们将来能够为你所用。我们求主祝福，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的， Amen。 你们神父话语跟你讲的，跟你做见证。
Thank you, Reverend. That was very nice of you to welcome Paula into the community and give your blessings to my 5-year-old Juma.
谢谢冯牧师把欢迎这个 Paula 进入我们的这个大家庭，还有我的5岁的钟美。
We very much appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come here and participate with you in understanding better our spirit and our connection to God.
我们很感激你们能够跟我们一起，跟我们分享属灵的事，还有我们与神的连结。
And we look forward to doing it for a long time to come.
我们很愿意长久跟大家在一起。
Thank you very much.
Um, 弟兄姊妹好，我对不起，后面需不需要翻译？有翻译 ，OK， 好，今天是本月第一个主日，我们还是在这里有大家自由的顺着圣灵的感动交通见证的时间。不过今天有一个特别的家庭，是武雷的同事，他在 Cerna 的同事，那弟兄有感动要和我们做见证， 所以我们就先把前面一点时间交给他们。
Hi, my name is Jackie Doyle.
大家好，我的名字是 Jackie Doyle.
I was invited here by Yiming and Ping, and Yiming and as well as Lei Wu, they work with my husband at Turner Corporation.
是我来这里是因为黎明弟兄和汪平姊妹邀请我来这里做见证。那我和他们一起都是在 Turner 工作。
我和我的丈夫。从93年到95年，一起在上海外国语学院学习中文。可是今天，我说英文好吗？我的中文名字叫杜杰奇，所以可以叫我杜杰奇都可以。
My husband and I we studied Chinese in the Shanghai Foreign Language Institute in about 1990s.93. So I can speak Chinese, but today I prefer to still speak English.
I'm here to tell you about the story of my brother.
我在这里要分享我的弟兄的见证。
My brother John was diagnosed with AIDS back in the mid 80s.
我的弟弟 Don, 他被诊断是有艾滋病。
He almost died back in 1996.But due to the new drug therapies and lots of prayer, God decided to give him 6 more years of life.
我的弟弟其实在96年就诊断有艾滋病，但是那个时候因为有新药的出来，也因着许多的祷告，神又给了他6年的时间。
He was a terrific brother.
他是个非常不一般的弟兄。
And from 1996 to 2002, he often asked me why God had allowed him 6 more years to his life.
从96年一直到02年，他一直问我一个问题：神为什么让他多有这六年？
He could have easily not appreciated that time, but each day he really and truly considered it a gift.
他在这六年当中每一天，他都看作是一个礼物。
And during those 6 years, he was really searching for the purpose of his life and why God allowed him to live.
所以在这六年中，他就寻求这个生命的意义，神为什么要给这六年给他。
In the middle of November of last year, he was admitted to the emergency room.
去年11月中，他进到了医院的急诊室。
He had seemingly unrelated medical problems.
他看上去有一种不同的症状。
He had blood clots in his legs, and he had trouble walking, and he had various other pains in his body as well.
他的腿上有血块，那他身体感到一些剧烈的疼痛。
A colonoscopy revealed that he had colon cancer.
后来被诊断他有直肠癌。
But fortunately, they thought they had caught it early enough. It hadn't yet penetrated the wall of his colon.
当时医生认为这个发现的还是比较早期，所以这个癌症还没有发展到他整个的直肠壁，只有一小部分。
But the doctors didn't realize that it was the most deadly and aggressive form of colon cancer.
但是这个医生没有想到，这个他得的是直肠癌当中最凶猛的一种，最厉害的一种。
So within a period of about 3 to 5 days, the cancer spread from his colon wall all the way to his lungs.
所以几天，三到五天之内，这个癌症就从他的直肠一直发展到肺部。
So we received a call that his nurse requested us to come to Houston to talk to him before he passed away.
所以我们收到护士的电话，就邀请我们飞到 Houston， 在他离开世界之前，能够赶紧和他。能够说一点话。
So on Sunday, December the 8th, my husband and my children flew to Houston to be with him.
So 12月8号，我和丈夫就飞到休斯顿去。
We realized we had a a huge task before us, that of sharing the gospel with Don and praying that God would give him the understanding to accept it.
我们心里有很重的负担，知道我们去就是要把福音传给他。
He was hallucinating a lot that day due to the drugs they were giving him to help reduce the pain in his body.
因为用止痛药的关系，他有很多的幻觉。
But on Monday, we received a huge answer to prayer. They canceled his chemotherapy and radiation, which allowed him to be more alert.
但是到星期一的时候，我们许多的祷告终于得到答应，医生决定停止给他放疗和化疗，使他的神志能够更加清醒。
So on Monday morning, he asked me to share again with him what Jeff and I had been trying to share with him on Sunday, and that he couldn't understand on Sunday.
所以星期一的早上，我的弟弟就要求我们再把这福音讲给他听。尽管我们星期天已经讲给他听，但是星期天他神志不清楚，没有听不清楚。
So I explained it simply to him. I said that the gift of salvation is truly a gift from God.
所以我就简单的告诉他，救恩是神的礼物。
That Jesus sent, or that God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And if we simply humble ourselves and confess our sins, then we open the gift of eternal life, and that's all that needs to be done.
如果我们谦卑自己，承认自己的罪，那神永生的门就为我们而开。
So he told me that he wanted to do that, and he had prayed to accept Jesus as his Savior that Monday morning.
我的弟弟就告诉我说，他愿意接受，他愿意成为神的儿女。
And that evening, another miracle occurred.
那天晚上。另一个 那天晚上又有一个神迹发生。
You'll have to bear with me as I try to connect all the events of this story.
请你忍耐我，因为我想把所有的事连在一起。
As I mentioned earlier, Jeff and I lived for 2 years in China, and at that time we had two very good American friends named Dale and Lisa.
我和 Jeff 曾经在中国一段时间，那个时候我们有两个很要好的朋友。
We keep in touch frequently by email, and Lisa told me that her father, Lisa is actually an American-born Chinese. Her father is a Chinese pastor in Houston.
我们和 Lisa 和 Dale, 我们经常在 email 里联络。那 Lisa 她是一个在美国出生的中国人，她的父亲在 Houston 一家中国的教会牧会。
And her father had gone to China to visit her, and he fell and broke his left arm.
Lisa 的父亲到中国去看他们，但是他摔跤，然后有骨折。
And when he returned, his wife ended up falling and breaking her left ribs and her left shoulder.
当 Lisa 的父亲回到美国以后，Lisa 的母亲也摔跤，这个手和肩膀也都摔断。
Lisa wrote me an email and she.Laughed not because it was funny, but she thought it was so ironic that her parents both had left sides of their bodies broken.
So Lisa 就给我写了一封 email， 她好像觉得很稀奇，为什么会爸爸妈妈同时在同样的部位摔断
？And we both wondered why, but we were soon to find out why.
我们都很想知道到底这是为什么
？Because her mother and father were both had broken left sides of their bodies. This prompted.Lisa's older sister to fly from Los Angeles to Houston to take care of her parents.
因为 Lisa 的爸爸妈妈他们身体左边都摔断，所以说Lisa 的姐姐 Debbie 需要从洛杉矶飞到 Houston 来照顾他们。
Her sister Debbie has a heart of ministering to AIDS patients.
她的姐姐 Lisa 的姐姐 Debbie 她有很大的负担要服侍艾滋病人。
So she suggested that when her sister Debbie was in Houston, that her sister Debbie could come to see my brother in the hospital and minister to him.
Lisa 就建议说，当 Debbie 来到 Houston 的时候，也许可以让 Lisa 的父母一同来照顾看望这个我的弟弟。
So Debbie gave me a call Monday night, which that previous Monday morning Don had accepted the gospel, and said that she wanted to come and see Don.
所以就在当愿意信主之前的一个星期一 ，Debbie 就打电话来说她愿意来。
And I said, "Aren't your parents sick? Don't they need to stay home and take care of themselves?" And she said, "No, my parents said there's an urgent need, and wherever there's a need, they will go."
我说 你的父母不是都不能身体 不好吗？他说那没有关系，因为他们知道这是一个很紧急的需要。
So they came to the hospital, and as Debbie was walking down the hall of the hospital to visit my brother, along with her mother and father, my brother's best friend, Larry, was coming out of the hospital room from talking to my brother too.
当 Debbie 和他父母一起进到这个医院的时候，正好碰见 Jeff 的另一个好朋友，从医院里出来。
So, but it turns out that Don's friend Larry and Lisa's sister Debbie went to high school together.
所以一个他们突然发现 Don 的这个好朋友和 Lisa 和 Debbie 他们曾经是在同一个高中读书。
We all laughed at God's sense of humor.
我们都觉得神实在是幽默。
So Lisa's father, who's the pastor, he went in and read the 23rd Psalm to my brother Don, and asked him a series of questions as well, and Don, for the second time, accepted Jesus as his Savior.
所以 Lisa 的父亲就读诗篇23篇给 Don 听，然后又问他一些的问题，问他是不是确定他愿意接受神，耶稣基督做他的救主。
So in case it's been confusing, just to recount, God allowed these two servants of his to have broken bones, literally to be broken for him, so that their daughter would come to take care of them, and their daughter knew my brother's best friend from high school. So it's amazing.
所以实在是奇妙，神有时候允许他两位的仆人同时身体受损，但是他的使他们能够留在一个地方，能够把救恩带给一个需要的人。
So all day on Tuesday, after all of these things occurred, Don had me read to him lots of passages from Revelation, especially Revelation 21, where God talks about in heaven there will be no more pain, no more crying.
所以整个的星期二，当就邀请我跟他读许多的圣经，特别我就跟他读到启示录二十一章。启示录二十一章的时候说，那里神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
On Tuesday night, he went through several hours of excruciating pain, and they, after that pain subsided and they put him on morphine, he was on oxygen and couldn't respond to us any longer.
到星期二的晚上，他就有许多的剧痛，然后他就必须用氧气，然后之后他就没有任何的反应。
And we all knew that the end was near.
我们都知道结局快要近了。
About 10 minutes before Don went to his heavenly home, he suddenly called out my name.
在当回到天家之前十分钟，突然他就叫我的名字。
He said, "Jackie, Jackie, I feel so much better."
他说 ，Jackie, Jackie, 我觉得好多了。
And he said, "Open." And I asked him, "What is open?"
他说开了。我问他什么开了。
And he said, "The window is open."
他说窗子开了。
And I said, "Do you want me to open the window so you will feel better?"
我问他你是不是要我把窗子打开，你好感觉好一点。
At that time, I didn't put it together.
那个时候我还没有领会他说的是什么。
But as I thought about it later, he equated feeling better with the open window, and I think that God gave him some glimpse of eternity.
后来我才回想的时候，我才意识到他说并不是说打开窗他就感觉好多了，他是觉得神给他一个救恩的确据。
He then passed away peacefully.
然后他就平静地离开了这个世界。
And after he passed away, it's a custom for the nurses to close a patient's eyes so that the family can come in and be with them for a few minutes.
当离开这个世界后，按照一般的惯例，护士就要去把病人的眼睛合上，这样他的家人可以进来和他告别。
But about two nurses, one including my mom, who is also a nurse, tried to close Don's eyes, and they could not shut them.
但是两位的护士在那里尝试，但其中有一位是我的母亲，她也是一位护士，他们不能够把 Don 的眼睛合上。
And they all remarked that in all of their years of nursing, they had never been able to not shut someone's eyes.
医院里所有的护士都说，他们从来没有看见过这样的。
So I went into Don's room by myself, and I asked God what the meaning was of that.
所以我就在那里 我自己把他的眼睛合上，但我在问神，这到底是什么意思？
And I very clearly got the impression from God that God left Don's eyes open for me so that I would know without a shadow of doubt that Don saw eternity.
我心里深深地感到神是 要让我来知道，在我心里一点的怀疑都没有，神已经接纳他回到天家去。
At that very moment, a hymn started going through my mind.
就在那个时候，我的心里就涌起一首的诗歌。
It was a very familiar hymn from my childhood, but for some reason, I could not think of the title of the hymn.
这首诗歌我从小就熟悉，但是那个时候突然我还是不能够想起，完全的想起来。
So, when my mother and my other brother and I drove from Texas to Kansas, the song kept going through my head, but I still could not remember the title or many of the words to it.
当我们从休斯顿开车回来的时候，那首诗歌一直在我的心里，但是我还是想不起来。
When I got home, I checked my emails, and there was an email from Pastor Lee, the pastor who had shared with Don the 23rd Psalm and led him to Christ again.
当我到家里的时候，我就收到一封 email， 这是从那位就是带我的弟弟 Don 信主的这位牧师寄来的。
We had asked Pastor Lee to write a short recount of what he experienced with Don for Don's memorial service, and he had emailed me that.
我们请这位牧师他写一个短短的信息，就是在 Don 的安息聚会上所要讲的信息。
The title of his story that he wrote was Blessed Assurance.
这个他的题目就叫有福的确据。
I immediately recognized that this was the hymn that had been going through my mind.
我一下子就认出来，这就是神放在我心里的那首诗歌。
So I went downstairs and I got my hymn book.
所以我就到楼下拿起我的诗歌本。
And I read the words of Blessed Assurance.
所以我就读到这首的诗歌，有福的确据。
With the concept or with the idea that Don's eyes had been opened to eternity.
直到说 Don 的眼睛他看见了永生。
And Lei Wu will read the words for you.
我们会读这个诗篇的话。We have the hymn.
You have it? You want to read both? Okay. It says, Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
耶稣是我的，我有把握。
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
这使我预尝荣耀生活。
Heir of salvation, purchase of God.
以蒙血赎回，以受恩惠。
Born of His Spirit and washed in His blood.
以由灵重生，做神后嗣。
Perfect submission, perfect delight.
完全顺服，完全甘甜。
Visions of rapture now burst on my sight.
被提之景象显在眼前。
Angels descending, bring from above.
是有声音从天而来。
Echoes of mercy and whispers of love.
缠绵说怜悯而语恕爱。
Perfect submission, all is at rest.
完全顺服，所有安息。
I and my Savior and happy and blessed.
能与主交通，亦无秘密。
Watching and waiting, looking above.
能进行等候，仰望主来。
Filled with His goodness and lost in His love.
饱足主好处，迷于主爱。
This is my story. This is my song.
这是我自传，是我诗歌。
Praising my Savior all the day long.
赞美我救主，长日不息。
This is my story. This is my song.
这是我自传，是我诗歌。
Praising my Savior all the day long.
赞美我救主，长日不息。
And the last story I'd like to share with you, then in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
我最后想要分享的信息是在马可福音第二章。
Tells the story of Jesus returning home to Capernaum.
那里说到耶稣回到加百农。
There were so many people who wanted to see Jesus that the house was filled with people and even outside the house was filled with people.
那里有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。
Four friends carried a paralytic on a mat to see Jesus.
有四个人，他们抬着一个摊子来到耶稣那里。
Since there were so many people, they had to get up on the roof, tear a hole open in the roof and lower their friend to Jesus' feet.
因为人多，他们不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，拆通了就把摊子和他所躺卧的褥子都坠下来。
Because the Bible clearly says that when Jesus saw the friend's faith, not necessarily the faith of the paralytic.
圣经上很清楚地说，因为神看见这四个人的信心，并不是说这个摊子的信心，乃是说这四个朋友的信心。
He healed the man.
他医治了这人。
He said, your sins are forgiven, son.
他说，小子，你的罪赦了。
I'm very touched by this story because Don, for the past two weeks of his life, he was a paralytic as well because of the blood clots in his legs.
我被这个故事深深的感动，因为在当最后那两个星期里，他就好像这摊子一样。
And I also estimated that somewhere between 400 and 500 people were praying for him during the last two weeks of his life.
在这最后两个星期里，有400-500人在那里为他祷告。
And these people were spread across 5 countries.
啊，有五个国家的人在为他祷告。
So I'm convinced that Jesus saw our faith and had mercy.
所以我深信我们的主看见我们的信心。
And he poured out his grace.
他把他的恩典就倾倒下来。
Thank you so much.
感谢主。我想我们就一起唱这首诗歌560首。